The artist formerly known as Kanye West is back at number one. Who's not entertained by my pain? Who ain't cash a check off my name? When my campaign turned to campaign, I burn $8 billion to take off my chains. Kanye's now just Ye, and he was dropped from his recording label after making a series of anti-Semitic comments in 2022. Still, his new collaborative album with Ty Dolla $ign called Vultures One debuted on top of the Billboard Albums chart. Manu Sundaresan wrote about the record for NPR Music. Manu, so a lot of critics acknowledge that Ye has made some of the most really important music of the 21st century, but he's also made it difficult for some of his old fans to keep listening and support him. You got the anti-Semitism, wearing the MAGA hats. I'm wondering, who listens to him now? Who's his audience?
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but when I went to his listening party at Long Island, it was surprisingly a lot of kids, a lot of kids with their parents. I talked to a few kids who said they found out about Ye through TikTok, which is just like insane to anybody who's over the age of 25. And honestly, I think the comments the past few years, the anti-Semitic comments, have only really cut off a slice of his fan base.
So is Ye cancel proof?
I kind of hate that way of thinking about things, but I mean, yeah, it kind of. I think he has been a firecracker for years now, and it's part of his image rather than something that he has to rehabilitate, if that makes sense.
Yeah. What about the album? Is it any good?
I mean, I will say it's actually complete, coherent for once, which is actually a lot to ask of Ye these days. the last few years, he has been essentially demoing his albums at listening parties and updating them in real time after they come out. And I think something is actually lost in its completeness to me. I found it a little bit dry. I found it a little bit sterile. It feels a bit like he's trying really hard to say, I can still do this, you know?
He is doing some things that are being accused of maybe using unlicensed samples from other people's music. What's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, and this is actually something that isn't entirely new either with Kanye releases. So with the most recent album, Vultures 1, he failed to clear a Donna Summer's sample. And then Ozzy Osbourne also came at him for dropping an uncleared sample of his music on another track. Kanye works in these really erratic, kind of hurried bursts these days. He's very much the equivalent of like a high schooler completing his paper on the final day before it's due.
Or a journalist.
Yeah. And with that comes a lot of boxes that just failed to get checked.
All right. So I mentioned how he lost his recording label. He also lost a partnership with Adidas and a few other brands as well. And that has cost him some cash. A lot riding on this album, though. Could this album and the way it's come out and the success it's had early on, could this help somehow rehabilitate his image?
Well, I mean, it's interesting to frame on that because I think he is still making so much money doing it himself. If we're believing this screenshot of a text conversation between Ye and his consultant, Milo Yiannopoulos, he made $19.3 million on Vultures merch as of this past Monday. And that was just through releasing it through his own website independently. And that's the kind of celebrity that doesn't need this kind of language around rehabilitation. You rehab your image if you really are struggling. And I can't speak to his personal matters, but Ye, the artist, seems to be thriving. Bipolar, anti-Semite,
and I'm still the king. Manu Sundaresan wrote about the new Kanye West Ty Dolla $ign album Vultures 1 for NPR Music. Manu, thanks.
Thank you. All that word of mouth couldn't take me out.